Section 4.3.3, Reforming the United Nations. The United Nations was created as a response to World War II to prevent war by negotiation, sanctions, and collective security. The preamble to the Charter provides the overall mission. Quote, to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has brought untold sorrow to mankind, and to reaffirm faith in fundamental human rights, in the dignity and worth of the human person, in the equal rights of men and women, and of nations large and small, and to establish conditions under which justice and respect for the obligations arising from treaties and other sources of international law can be maintained, and to promote social progress and better standards of life in larger freedom. Reforming the United Nations can and needs to take place at different levels. Section 4.3.3.1, Reforming the Charter to More Effectively Deal with Aggression. The United Nations Charter does not outlaw war, it outlaws aggression. While the Charter does enable the Security Council to take action in the case of aggression, the doctrine of the so-called responsibility to protect is not found in it. And the selective justification of Western imperial adventures is a practice that must be ended. The UN Charter does not prohibit states from taking their own action in self-defense. Article 51 reads, quote, nothing in the present Charter shall impair the inherent right of individual or collective self-defense if an armed attack occurs against a member of the United Nations until the Security Council has taken measures necessary to maintain international peace and security. Measures taken by members in the exercise of this right of self-defense shall be immediately reported to the Security Council and shall not in any way affect the authority and responsibility of the Security Council under the present Charter to take at any time such action as it deems necessary in order to maintain or restore international peace and security. End quote. Further, nothing in the Charter requires the UN to take action. And it does require the conflicting parties to first try to settle the dispute themselves by arbitration, and next by action of any regional security system to which they belong. Only then is it up to the Security Council, which is often rendered impotent by the veto provision. As desirable as it would be to outlaw forms of warfare, including making war in self-defense, it is hard to see how that can be achieved until a fully developed peace system is in place. However, much progress can be made by changing the Charter to require the Security Council to take up any and all cases of violent conflict immediately upon their commencement, and to immediately provide a course of action to halt hostilities by means of putting a ceasefire in place, to require mediation at the UN with the aid of regional partners if desired, and if necessary, to refer the dispute to the International Court of Justice. This will require several further reforms as listed below, including dealing with the veto, shifting to nonviolent methods as the primary tools, and providing an adequate and adequately accountable police power to enforce its decisions.